Father, we thank you this morning. We exalt you for your word, for you are great. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for you are the Lord, and there is none like unto you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. You are lifted high above all other gods. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For all other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only living God. You are the righteous God. We exalt you this morning, Lord. We bow before you, for you are good and there is none like unto you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us through your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 15th of April, 2026. I want you to appreciate the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Exalt him for his good is kind. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day as you step out that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand on his word. I declare that I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, surely his goodness and his mercy will follow me all through this day and all through the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I go today, I carry the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, stand upon the word of the Lord, I declare his blessing upon me. In the name of Jesus, I am the land that the Lord takes care of. The eyes of the Lord is upon me from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. I am the plantation of the Lord. I am watered from the presence of the Lord. I am blessed in all that I do. In the name of Jesus, my step today is unto life and not unto death. In the name of Jesus, my going out, I am going out with blessing and I'm coming back with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon me. His mercy is upon me. His favor becomes my reality. In the name of Jesus, I walk today in the grace of the Lord. I walk today under the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me abundantly. The Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord command his blessing on all that I do today. In the name of Jesus, oh, the works of my hands are blessed. My storehouses are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I receive the blessings of the Lord. I receive the help of the Lord Most High. In the name of Jesus, oh, no matter how bad it becomes, no matter how worse it gets, I receive help in scarcity. I receive provision even in scarcity. In the name of Jesus, there will be food on my table and there will be bread in my house. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless me abundantly. I am preserved by the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day and I declare, any hand that is raised against me, I command you to wither. Any evil voice that is speaking concerning my day, I cancel you, I judge you, I condemn you. In the name of Jesus, I raise the voice of the Lord over my day. Oh, the voice of the Lord speaks mercy. The voice of the Lord speaks mercy, speaks blessing, speaks favor over me. In the name of Jesus, in all that I do this day, I am under the cover of his blood. In the name of Jesus, I declare the grace of the Lord is upon me. I declare his mercy speak for me at every junction. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name appears, anywhere my name is being called, in the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speaks for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that the scepter of the wicked will not come upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, the Lord break the devices of the wicked over my day. They will not prosper. Their devices, their enterprise over me is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. by the grace of God, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday, and that is on the subject of the word of the Lord, the word of God. Our anchor scripture, you remember, is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8 32. Dearly beloved, this morning I really want to speak to you. Yes, it's still going to be on the word of the Lord, but I want to address this important issue in our daily Christian life. At a particular time, I want to believe every born again child of God, there is this desire that is going to come up from within us, and that is the desire to hear the voice of the Lord. And therefore, there has been so many questions around this issue of hearing the voice of the Lord. I have said so many things unto us in these past few days addressing the issue of the scripture, the word of the Lord. But today, I'm still going to put them across to you again. Let me say it this way. We know there are many voices in our world today. Many voices. We have the voice of men, the voice in your head. We have the voice of people around you, demonic voices, voice of the wicked. Millions and millions of voices around us this day. But there is a voice that is most important for us as children of God, and that is the voice of God, the voice of the Lord. Now, the question now comes forth that as a child of God, how can you hear his voice? How can I access the voice of the Lord? How can I hear him? How do I separate his voice from the noise that is around my head? How can I separate his voice from the voice of men? How can I identify his voice from all the voices that is around me this day? Dearly beloved, let me make it very plain and very simple for you today. It is very simple, and it's an easy way by which you can hear the voice of the Lord. The simple answer to all these questions is the word of God. I want to encourage you today, start with the scripture. Start with the word of God. I told you some days ago that the Bible is just not ink on paper. It is the living, breathing voice of God. It is the counsel of God for you. It is the counsel of God for your life that is within the pages of the scripture that you carry around. It is the word of the Lord. Your quick access to hearing the voice of God is the word of God. I have told you there are many voices that is in our world today. The only way by which you can identify that which is the voice of the Lord is by the scripture, is through the word of the Lord. That Bible you carry around contains the living, breathing voice of the Lord, contains every answer that you desire to have concerning the issues of your life. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It is the word of the Lord that gives direction. You get direction by his word, not by the word of men, but by the word of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him." Psalm 19 verse 7, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Beloved, you can have access to the voice of the Lord. You can listen to his voice through the word of the Lord. I said this as well some days ago, that there are some of us, of course, our desire is to hear that still small voice speaking to us in our ear, speaking to us from within our spirit. Well, that is good. That is another phase and another step in your Christian journey. Yes, it is perfect. But this is the thing. Why don't you take the first step of hearing the voice of the Lord? Why are you waiting for that whisper? Why are you waiting for that still small voice when the first step of hearing his voice is right there in your hand, is right there with you? His word is right there to give you direction. The word is speaking to you at all time. The living, breathing voice of the Lord is right there within the pages of the scripture. Only if you allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on you while you read the word. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. I want you to read this portion of the scripture. I want you to listen to this part very well. They are right there in the Bible that you carry around every day, that you have turned to tradition. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but only men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. They spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Every portion of the scripture is for a blessing unto you. The word of God is for direction, is for inspiration, is for correction, is for blessing. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. For instruction in righteousness, because it is the word of God. In summary, what I am telling you this morning as I round up, because of time and space and trusting that we'll be able to go a little deeper into hearing the voice of the Lord through his word tomorrow. What I'm trying to put across to you is that your access to his voice is in the word of the Lord. Stay with his word. Don't turn the Bible you carry around to tradition. Traditional book. It is not traditional book. It is the living, breathing voice of God. It is the breath of God that is recorded within the pages of that book that you carry around. It's not just ink on paper. It is the voice of God for you. It is the answer that you need for that question that is upon your mind. It is the answer that is needed for every generation that passed through this earth. Therefore, I want to encourage you this morning. Arise, take the word, read, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal God's mind to you. Ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you through his word. Don't be ignorant, dearly beloved. It is time to hear God, to know how God reveals himself through his word. He can speak to you. He is speaking to you already. The Lord speaks every day only for you to listen. Ask the Holy Spirit to silence the noise in your mind and open you up to the word of the Lord, that you may receive the word of life from his presence. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I ask that the Holy Spirit will bless this word in your heart, that this word will not just fall by the wayside. It will not just fall amidst the thorn. It will not fall on the rocky part of your life, but it will fall on the good ground that is prepared by the Holy Spirit, that the word would grow, it would germinate, will become strong right within your spirit, that you will grow with the word. You will grow to become a man of full stature, knowing the word of the Lord. It is well with you in Jesus' name. I bless you today by the word of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon your life. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. It is well with you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.